This is Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. People in East Palo Alto are concerned about climate change because as much as two-thirds of its neighborhoods could regularly flood in a little more than a decade. And flooding in this small San Mateo County city could derail transportation, communications, or water for residents across the bay. Our series on climate solutions in East Palo Alto is part of the Pulitzer Center's nationwide Connected Coastlines reporting initiative. KQED's Kevin Stark has part two.
17-year-old Helena Grew loves living in East Palo Alto.
Land preservation, the community garden, just the community connectedness.
Helena's involved in an impossible number of organizations.
Community Action, Nuestra Casa, One East Palo Alto, Project Count.
Plus, she's teaching her mom about sea level rise.
She used to brush it off.
Yeah.
And I'd come back to her and be like, Mom, did you know? And I'd be like very enraged about it.
A friend calls her the future mayor of East Palo Alto. Helena's grandparents on her mom's side immigrated from Tonga. Her dad's family came here in a wave of Black Americans who moved to East Palo Alto during the mid-20th century. She says they endured decades of bad policy and broken promises rooted in deliberate racial segregation.
Palo Alto got the, good piece of land. Nobody really talks about it, but we got the bad piece of land with, all the flooding and the sea level rise here.
We walk behind Helena's house to a trail cutting across a thin strip of marshland, protecting her home from the bay. A constant here. The sound of propellers whirring as small planes touch down at the Palo Alto airport every few minutes. Helena slips through a gap in the fence, followed by her mother, Leia.
I think you did it last time, right?
Heck no, I walked all the way around because I didn't want to feel embarrassed.
Models project the high tide could rise by a foot and a half by 2050. Leia says when the bay rises, water will inundate their home, hurling through the back door.
I'm thinking back to the places that weren't ready. Let's talk about Katrina. That could be us in the next couple of years.
Here's the thing. Helena and Leia's fate is not theirs alone, and it's not East Palo Alto's alone. What happens here ripples through the bay to every city, to millions of residents in dozens of counties and cities bordering these waters. Helena and Leia's home is roughly the same distance above sea level as the off-ramp to the Dunbarton Bridge. If their home floods, the bridge could too, shutting down one of the major arteries connecting the East and South Bays, throwing the region's transportation system into disarray.
The same is true for water distribution or fuel distribution, communications, power.
Mark Stacy is an environmental engineer at UC Berkeley. He says power and gas lines are vulnerable in the South Bay. Stacy's research into the physics of waves shows us this is one connected ecosystem. Every seawall, every dredge, every change to the bay's edge alters this system.
As we transform our shorelines, or as our shorelines are transformed for us by sea level rise, the tidal dynamics in the bay are themselves altered. Local changes in shoreline can have regional effects on high water levels.
And flooding here could send crisis cascading across the region.
The best analogy I could identify would be to think about feedback in sound systems.
Twice daily tides pulse through the Golden Gate, sometimes dissipating gently across wetlands, other times swelling the water level as they push off the bay's shoreline.
As we harden shorelines, it reinforces the amplification and reduces the dissipation. And so it leads to higher tides as you move along the bay.
To return to the sound system analogy, tides crashing against the shallow eggplant contour of the bay's shoreline cause this amplification, and seawalls intensify it, forcing tides several inches higher.
So that's why the southern part of the bay is most vulnerable to this change.
All lines kind of point to here is like this is kind of a sweet spot for where we could actually really have opportunities to try to deal with these challenges in one place.
Jessica Fain is the planning director for the Bay Conservation and Development Commission, referred to as BCDC. She's designing a regional strategy meant to protect all the counties and cities around the Bay. The problem is, the agency has limited power to make it happen. No agency can compel these cities and counties to cooperate on a strategy that protects everyone. What BCDC is doing? Crafting incentives with community groups all around the bay, groups like Nuestra Casa.
And I see Leah's hand up. Do you want to share?
Really love it if more surrounding cities would come together and kind of protect our little city
Climate change is one of the crises that we're facing. If we didn't have COVID-19, this one is the number one crisis that we're facing.
Julio Garcia runs programming for Nuestra Casa. He helps people here have a voice in BCDC's plan.
As a community of color, as a community that people are workers, it's really important because if houses start flooding, where are we going to be moving to?
Garcia's concern, Helene and Leia's concern, is that the expanded marshlands that can protect their home could also drive up housing prices.
I didn't want to think about it, but we'll get moved out to like Stockton, Sacramento, or whatnot. And I hate that because when you think about East Palo Alto and we think about coming back, a lot of our family members can't come back. We can't afford the property here.
East Palo Alto's youngest city council member is 27-year-old Antonio Lopez. He holds up a photo on his phone, the San Francisquito Creek, swollen with rainwater, brown with mud, an inch away from spilling over into a neighborhood.
I look at this picture and I see the anxiety of flood levels, but I also see opportunity and I see a reminder of where we need to be.
We're standing now at the same spot this photo was taken. Today, a green steel levee hugs the creek's gentle turns. East Palo Alto, working with its neighbors and the county, widened this creek channel, rebuilt the salt marshes, and engineered this levee, protecting thousands of homes from up to 3 feet of sea level rise. Lopez says he understands Leia's concerns about gentrification.
We here, certainly in the city, are fighting for you to stay here and be able to have a voice at the table. And so I think the levees are just a symbol of us having that fighting chance of staying here.
Young politicians and activists here say they're in this fight to protect the city for the long term. Their success? Well, that'll depend on the rest of the region. Do you think they'll help? I'm Kevin Stark, KQED News.
Next week, we hear from East Palo Alto residents about their vision for the future. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED News.